Today from the Ohio Newsroom, remembering Ohio's first female sheriff.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. In 1925, just 5 years after women got the right to vote, Vinton County in southeast Ohio appointed the state's first female sheriff. The county recently unveiled a mural recognizing Maud Collins. Deanna Tribe is the president of the Vinton County Historical Society. Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
So can you set the scene for us? What was Vinton County like in 1925?
So it was a very rural county, and it's still rural today. But there was a lot more activity in our community. For example, in our village streets and all today, and it's like, well, nothing's ever happened here. Well, if you go back 100 years or whatever, and you look at all the activity that was going on, you can say, gee, things have really changed. Maybe we aren't as community-focused as we once were because of technology and other things. Times have changed.
Okay, and how did Maud Collins fit in? How did she become the county's first female sheriff?
She became the first sheriff after her husband, Fletcher Collins, was killed in the line of duty. He was sheriff. And so it came to the Vinton County Commissioners in order to appoint a successor. I'm not sure that Maud was actually their first choice. I think whoever was turned it down. And so because Maud had been the matron of the jail and that kind of thing, then, of course, she was very knowledgeable of what a sheriff did. So it did not take very long and before Maud took over as sheriff.
Wow. And was she later elected to the position, too?
Yes, she was appointed. And then in 1926, then she ran for the office and she had opposition in the primary and she won the primary. And then she ran in the fall election and she had opposition, of course, in the fall. And so she won both the primary and the general election. So she started out as being appointed, but then she was elected.
Tell us about her accomplishments while in office. I hear she's quite the detective.
Well, of course, those were moonshining days and that kind of thing. So she has a record of breaking up some stills and all of that kind of thing. But there was also a murder that had happened out on Axtell Ridge. She had actually solved it comes down to footprints. And so the person that had done the murder had actually worn somebody else's shoes. And so because of the footprints and that kind of thing, Maud was able to actually locate the culprits who had done the murder. People still talk about it, I guess, to some extent, because that was a very important case and something that was very serious that Maud actually solved it.
Why do you think it's important to recognize Collins with a mural? Do you think there's any takeaways for today's young women as they see it up in town?
I would hope so. The mural is very, very attractive, and I would hope that when they look at it, they see a young woman. You know, they don't see an old lady in that mural because, you know, Maud was not that old. And so I would hope that that would be an incentive for young people that they can accomplish also. You know, even though we're in a rural area and so forth, that's pretty exciting to know that the first female sheriff actually occurred in this rural county, and it was in the first decade when women had the right to vote.
That was Deanna Tribe with the Vinton County Historical Society. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.